Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, December the 1st, 2011. Wow, 2011 is almost over. Been a pretty fast year. Last weekend, I spent the Thanksgiving holiday in Denver, the city I was born in. It was a great time seeing and being with people I love face to face. I saw my mom and my daughter and son-in-law, who live there as well, along with our grandbaby, Ava, and I also got to see my son and his wife, who flew in from South Carolina. You know, it becomes really obvious when you're right there with the people you love that you haven't seen for a while. There really is no substitute for being with them, even with all the communication gadgets that we have today. Oh, using them is great, but in using them, are we really connecting? Now, I don't mean to sound old-fashioned, but before the electronic age, even before telephones, if you weren't with someone face-to-face, then you wrote them a letter, right? So who writes letters today? No, posting on someone's wall on Facebook is not the same thing as writing a letter. By the way, I know a couple who, for the first 3 or 4 months of their courtship, being many miles apart, exchanged letters. Yeah, real letters. Then after that, on a number of occasions, they spent some time face-to-face, and then they got married about 3 years ago. But you and I know that, for the most part, writing letters today, it's kind of a lost art, isn't it? Oh yes, today lots of people do exchange letters, one letter at a time. I mean, it's pretty common to reply back to someone's text message with the letter K, sometimes KK. You know, it's very proper and common to send emails without any greeting or salutations, right? Just express the message as briefly as possible, and then hit send. Hey, speaking of brief, how about a tweet? Not the best means of communicating for those who always have a lot to say, is it? You know, one of the latest forms of communication is video. And we have a state-of-the-art video phone in our house. So does my daughter, and my son, and my mom, and my brother, and my sister. No, it's not Skype, much clearer and in real time, HD quality, 7-inch screen, and it's great. My wife gets to talk to our daughter and grandbaby almost every single day. Over the past several months, I've had a few interactions with my daughter and our grandbaby on the video phone, too. It's just precious when little Ava moves in close to kiss the screen. However, as cool as it is, that is no substitute for when I was physically there and holding her and she moved in close to actually kiss me. No substitute for that, is there? Okay, so my point is, all the communication means that we have today can be very helpful. Kathy and I wouldn't trade our video phone for anything. It has kept us in touch visually. We get to see little Ava grow right before our eyes since we're not there. And that's priceless. But still, no substitute for face-to-face. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans and said, "I long to see you." He wanted to be with them face-to-face. He wrote to the Thessalonians, reminding them of the things that he told them when he was there personally with them. And he also told them that he wanted to come and see them, but Satan hindered him. There's just no substitute for being right there with someone. That is really connecting, isn't it? And as we live and express God's love to others, we can impact their lives by our very presence, just as others can impact our lives as well. And to take it a step further, in the Bible we learn that Moses had the Spirit from God, and it says that the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Isn't that fantastic? Because Moses had the Spirit from God, he was able to have that kind of close, personal relationship with God. The same as two friends speaking face to face. We as born-again believers also have the Spirit of God. It is literally God's presence by way of His Spirit dwelling in us. God is at work in you, the Bible says. In operating that Spirit, it says in Corinthians that we are speaking to God. Our loving Heavenly Father wants to have a personal relationship with us. And then, of course, the best is yet to come. There's a day coming when God's Son from heaven is coming back to gather us together. And when that day happens, the Bible says that we will meet Him in the air, face to face. Wow, what a day that'll be. And so until then, we ought to pursue our personal relationship with God, knowing that He desires a very close, one-on-one, face-to-face relationship with us. And we ought to make the most of the time that we are with other people face-to-face. Do whatever we can to really enrich the lives of others. And remember, no matter what new forms of communications they come up with, and as helpful and cool as they are, there will never be a substitute for connecting face-to-face. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead, type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, RSS, or email, you don't have to check to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. There's a link with some information down below. And if you do happen to subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.